Hey, this is Robert from Washington, D.C.
Hi, I'm Jimmy from Los Angeles.
Hi, this is Hannah from Los Angeles.
The Sound of Young America is produced independently and supported by listeners like you and me.
You should support the show like I did.
Just visit MaximumFun.org/donate.
It's the Sound of Young America. I'm Jesse Thorne. Once a month or so, we like to check in with our friends at the AV Club. They help us separate the wheat from the chaff of popular culture. Here with some picks for this month are Nathan Rabin, the AV Club's head writer, and Josh Modell, the managing editor. Nathan, Josh, welcome back to the Sound of Young America.
No, thanks for having us.
Thanks, Jesse.
Nathan, I'm going to start with you and an album release that combines two of my favorite things, overblown rap music and comedy. That's The Lonely Island's Turtleneck and Chain. The Lonely Island, of course, the trio of Andy Samberg, Yorma Taccone, and Akiva Scheffer, who are writers and performers on Saturday Night Live, in addition to having their own sketch comedy group. Folks might remember their many music videos from Saturday Night Live. And in fact, let's take a listen to one of the newest. It's also the single from their album Turtleneck and Chain. It's called I Just Had Sex, and it features Akon.
A girl, let me do it. It literally just happened. Having sex can make a nice man out the meanest. Never guess where I just came from. I had sex. If I had to describe the feeling, it was the best. When I had the sex, man, my penis felt great. And I called my parents right after I was done. Oh, hey, didn't see you there.
So, Nathan, what do you like about The Lonely Island? And also, in that context, do you like other joke rap music?
I like everything about The Lonely Island. And one of the things that I love about Lonely Island is the joke is not that they're white guys doing rap. It's the cultural specificity of Lonely Island, I think, is like one of the things that makes them so amazing. On their new album, they have a song called Rocky. And it's a parody, basically, of a genre that consists of two songs. Those two songs are I Think I Could Beat Shaq by Aaron Carter and What Made Me Think I Could Beat Mike Tyson by The Fresh Prince and DJ Jazzy Jeff. So there's like this tiny, tiny little like pocket of pop culture that exists that like not a whole lot of people know about. But not only do Lonely Island like see it and parody it, but they do it absolutely perfectly. You know, it's like they've kind of taken apart the DNA of these songs and sort of reconstructed it. So it's absolutely brilliant. Yeah, and I've been singing the hook for Captain Jack Sparrow, their collaboration with Michael Bolton all week long.
There really is something special about a comedy hip-hop group that is not just making fun of the idea of hip-hop, but making fun of it. And what they're making fun of is from the insider's perspective. I remember on their first album, I know, Nathan, that you're a hip-hop reviewer for the AV Club as well as the other things you do. And on their first album, they had a song in which it was about Carlos Santana's brand of champagne. And they hired
Santana DVX.
They hired Bay Area hip hop legend E-40 to rap on the song as Carlos, from the perspective of Carlos Santana, which as a San Francisco native, and some of these guys are from the Bay Area, was just the most magical thing that had ever happened in my entire life.
I'll tell you, well, you know, and just on a hip hop level too, like J-Zone produced that song. And I think one of the things that's amazing about Lonely Island is that they can get people like Akon to basically, you know, sing on a song that kind of mocks everything that Akon represents. So they have this incredible power, you know, because of the Saturday Night Live connection, where they can get the most famous people in the world to do the most ridiculous things and to do it well and to be very happy about it.
Josh Modell, let's talk a little bit about Tim and Eric. Tim and Eric's television program, Tim and Eric, awesome show, great job, has just come out, season 5 on DVD. They've been guests on The Sound of Young America actually a few times. Can you describe this program? I know I'm giving you a tall order here, but can you describe this program for people who have not seen it?
No, I can't. Oh, well, I'll try. It's an 11-minute Adult Swim absurdist comedy show. Some of it is sort of really kind of weird parody of things that almost are parodies already, like, you know, weird old commercials. Some of it is sort of much more kind of straightforward sketch comedy in a way with a little bit of a twist. And some of it is, I think people would accuse it of not being funny at all and just being weird for the sake of being weird. I think they're comedy geniuses. I think they're the funniest people doing anything today. And to leech off of Nathan's Lonely Island point, they are also extremely capable of getting really famous people to come hang out with them and do absurd comedy.
On that theme, Josh, let's take a listen to a clip of John C. Reilly, the great character actor, playing Dr. Steve Brule, who started off on the show as a kind of your local greengrocer type character. He's hosting a segment called Wouldn't That Be Cool?
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Brule with Wouldn't That Be Cool? In 1971, Bill Gates invented Microsoft. Wouldn't it be cool if I could remember my dingus password for my email? That would be cool.
So tell me about what are your favorite famous people that they've wrapped up into their web of sort of devolved VHS recordings of local television commercials based comedy?
You know, it's often people that you would never even never necessarily sort of come to your mind. I mean, they've had people like Zach Galifianakis is a regular. There's a whole episode in season 5 called The Terry Green Machine, which is basically Zach Galifianakis plays a famous ballet dancer named his name is Terry Green. He's an actor. It's very complicated anyway. But so Zach Galifianakis is on the show all the time. And then he actually roped in his bored to death co-star Ted Danson for a long sketch called Little Danson Man, in which Ted Danson is shrunk down to about 6 inches and then has to kind of deal with his career. And then in that same sketch, they get Peter Cetera to come in and sing a song called Little Dancing Man.
Little Dancing Man, you were so tall, but now you're small,
I guess.
Clearly people kind of see how just fun and what sort of a pure comedic place it's coming from, and clearly everyone that goes on there is kind of having a good time in the midst of complete insanity.
Nathan, let's talk about this new mixtape from the Detroit rapper Elsie. People, if they know him, probably know him as one of the later added members of the Detroit hip-hop group Slum Village. He's broadly respected as a tremendously skilled rapper, and his new mixtape is called Illmatic, and it's a tribute to the classic Nas album Illmatic. Let's take a listen to a clip of Elzai's version of the Nas song Half.
Now let me show you how I blaze it. Leave missing in the basement on waste bit. Get it trickier than the maze get. Everything I drop raw, cut you like a chop saw. You should stop like when a cop draw before he pop, y'all. You get your Ford crushed, acting out of sorts and don't support us. You must snort dust riding the short bus. Cause I'm an animal scratch that I'm the manual. Pull out, swinging the metal like mechanical movement. Soon as the crew gets, I prove that you need improvement. Since I'm so smooth at whatever I maneuver with, and I ain't bragging, player. You get your spot, got what I jot is hotter than the Dragon Slayer. It's only right you should show me light, because the flow be tight. I wouldn't slip on a snowy night. I'm vexed now. Who shall I bomb next? New school or an old timer like a Timex? Simple minded with a complex. My glare disrupt the cameras. I keep promoters scratching their name out and tearing up their banners. What I write.
God's clarions. The bar's buried in the song, it's by the strongest barbarians. Far scary than the omen. Chicks give me dome in my home while I'm sitting spitting poems by Jacona. This but my real head's a paragraph addict. I'll kill the airtime, compare it to asthmatic. Yeah, it's like that, you know it's like that. I'm who you internet haters wanna strike at. Don't make me show up to your porch with a spike back and leave you front and rear tires on your bike flat. Defeat and kill, delete your skill. You think you're sweet until I cut you off and leave you in the cold like you haven't paid your heater bill. Love your squad and your street appeal. Eat a deal's nick, click, fleet until my kicks is in your leader's grill.
So what's so compelling to you about a rapper revisiting an album from 1994?
Well, Elzai, I kind of feel like, has been an incredibly, incredibly underrated rapper for a long time. He kind of slipped into an unenviable position filling in for JD in Slum Village. And JD was, you know, an incredible producer, one of the best, but he wasn't much of a rapper. Or rather, he had a kind of a very simple, kind of blunt, very direct sort of style. And Elzai is kind of the opposite of that, where he's very intricate and very precise. And there's, you know, there's breath control. And there's just a sort of beautifully modulated element to his performance. And he actually was sort of kicked out of Slum Village. The last Slum Village album only featured him on like a handful of songs. So I think this was kind of an attempt to kind of, you know, get people excited about his career again. And, you know, that's setting the bar really, really high. You know, for musicianship, for lyricism, you know, to kind of compare yourself against Illmatic. And I think the greatest compliment that I can give Elzai and the greatest compliment that I can give the project is that it lives up to it. And it was actually recorded live with a band, which kind of gives it an interesting, different kind of energy than it would if it was built on samples like Illmatic was.
Josh Modell, let's go dark here now and talk about I Saw the Devil. This is a film that was released in 2010 in South Korea. It's directed by the Korean director Kim Ji-woon. It premiered at Sundance this year in the United States, and it's got a limited release here in the U.S. of A. Amazon.com's description is a shockingly violent and stunningly accomplished tale of murder and revenge. The embodiment of pure evil, Kyung Chul is a dangerous psychopath who kills for pleasure. Sounds like a blast. Sounds roughly comparable to Thor.
You know, it's funny because I think if this weren't a Korean movie, if it were an American movie and you described the plot, which is basically that a cop's pregnant wife is murdered by a serial killer, and then the cop decides to take revenge on the serial killer, not by just killing him, but by sort of chasing him, torturing him, letting him go, and then finding him again to torture him some more, and then finding him again to torture him some more, basically to make his life a living hell. You'd say, wow, that's a cheesy B-movie. But in South Korea, with the sort of beautiful directorial eye that this director has, whose name I can't remember, sorry.
Kim Ji-woon.
Thank you, Kim Ji-woon. It's a gorgeous movie, and it's also, but the subject matter is sort of horrifically ugly. But it's also, I have to say, incredibly entertaining in a disgusting way. I mean, there are a lot of like pretty. If you're not, you know, if somebody deliberately cutting someone else's Achilles tendon does not sound like a good movie for you, then maybe this is not. I Saw the Devil is not for you.
I'm glad that you can see past the little things like that.
Indeed.
Well, Josh Modell, Nathan Rabin, thank you so much for coming back on The Sound of Young America.
Pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
Josh Modell and Nathan Rabin are both writers on The AV Club. You can find them online at theavclub.com. The Sound of Young America is supported in part by Ask Metafilter. Thousands of life's little questions answered online at ask.metafilter.com. And by Field Notes Brand, makers of American memo books and more. Now featuring county fair editions, one for each state in the United States of America. Field Notes Brand. I'm not writing it down to remember it later. I'm writing it down to remember it now. FieldNotesBrand.com. The Sound of Young America is supported in part by VG Kids, printers of t-shirts and other merchandise for touring bands, radio stations, websites, festivals, derby girls, record labels, national brands, and all the rabble-rousers, hackers, and entrepreneurs in between. Online at vgkids.com.